Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Box Elder Road extension commencement for Pronghorn Industrial Park imminent. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Workers are set to begin construction in May on extending Box Elder Road eastward to provide access to the forthcoming Pronghorn Industrial Park, situated on county-owned land east of Camplex. The Gillette News Record reported funding includes a $2.8 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration and $750,000 in county matching funds, alongside a $2.6 million grant from the State Land and Investment Board for sewer infrastructure. Completion of the road extension is targeted for March 2025, with hopes to begin by May and efforts to expedite construction before the International Pathfinder Camporee in August. Concerns regarding impact on existing facilities, such as Gillette College's rodeo complex, have been raised, with plans to mitigate disruptions. Dust control and potential landscaping along the road are also under consideration. Additionally, a $491,500 contract for sewer system design and administration was approved, aiming for completion by spring or summer 2026. Wyoming attorney pulls lawsuit seeking to exclude Trump from ballot. A retired Laramie attorney who filed a lawsuit to prevent Donald Trump from appearing on Wyoming's future election ballots is withdrawing his case following a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court decision. Cowboy State Daily reported the decision clarified that only Congress, not states, can disqualify federal candidates from holding office. The attorney, Tim Newcomb, initially sued Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray, alleging Trump's actions provided comfort to the nation's enemies. Newcomb also sought to ban U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis from future ballots, claiming she violated her oath of office. The Supreme Court's ruling addressed both Wyoming's and other states' cases, emphasizing that Congress is responsible for enforcing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which lists disqualifying misdeeds. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett emphasized the unanimous agreement among the justices on this decision. Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, while concurring with the judgment, criticized the majority for addressing additional constitutional questions unnecessarily. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray, a vocal supporter of keeping Trump on the ballot, expressed satisfaction with the court's decision and pledged to continue fighting for voters' rights and Trump's inclusion on future ballots. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.